Good morning, you young ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? I'm going to ask a few questions today, and if you have the answers, maybe you can just raise your hand, okay? Do you know God? Who is God? Is he your creator? Okay. What is prayer? Just a second.
You talk to God.
Okay. Same thing.
All right. That means you're united. That's a good thing. So when we talk to somebody and communicate with somebody, do we always talk or do we have to listen sometimes too? Listen? Okay, so if someone came to you and said, what does God sound like? What would you say? That's a tough question. What does God sound like? We always talk that he talks to us, right? Let's put it a different way. How many different ways can God talk to us?
In the Bible.
Okay, in God's Word. That's where we learn his righteousness, what to do, how to listen to mom and dad, right? Is there any other way God can communicate with us, talk to us, besides just his Bible? Can you think of anything?
Prayer.
In prayer? Okay. So I talk to God, and then I have to learn to listen. But how do I know what is right and wrong if I'm not into the Word? Is it Julian, right? As said. What other ways can God talk to us and teach us lessons? Any thoughts? How about using other people? Will he use other people? How about our mom and dads? How about... Now, if I don't say a word, I'm going to make an expression. You tell me what you think that expression is, okay?
Scolding.
Scolding, huh? And I go, how about this one?
Hug.
Okay, a hug. And how about...
Sometimes I do this because I'm really excited.
Okay, so right on. So I didn't say a word, and yet you knew I looked mad, and you knew I looked like I wanted to give you a hug. Now other people, friends in the church and out of the church, they can communicate just by looking at you, huh? I can remember as a little boy, my mom would just look at me, and I knew what that meant. I learned real quick. You know, you didn't know your ears could stretch so far when you're little. But I learned the hard way. But I learned, praise the Lord for that. So now, when you hear God's voice, how do you know it's God's voice? If you're into the Word, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, right? Your mom and dad are reading stories or you're praying on your own because you can pray. You don't need permission to pray, right? So how do you recognize God's voice? Like, I think I'm hearing a voice now. Did anybody else hear that? I think I'm hearing a voice.
Micah, Jeremiah, I love you, and I hope you're listening to the story.
Oh, if you know whose voice that was, raise your hand. If you know whose voice that was, raise your hand. Sit down, guys. It's okay. Do you guys recognize that voice? Raise your hand. Don't say who it is. What about you folks? Do you know whose voice that was? Do you know whose voice that was?
No.
No. Jeremiah's mom.
Who do you think it was?
My mom.
My mom.
Now, they're absolutely right. So how did they know that that was their mom? How did they know?
Because their mom was saying their names.
Okay. And do you think their mom loves them?
Voice.
The voice. They recognize that voice. And how come they recognize that voice? Do you think they heard it before? You think they heard it more than once? So they've been around somebody that they've known for a long time, and They keep learning from each other, right? They know that voice. So how do we get closer to God if we want to know his voice? Anybody know? How do we get closer to God? So that we know when he's speaking to us.
We pray and read our Bible.
Okay.
Oh, never mind, never mind.
You want to say something to your mom?
No.
She said she loves you.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, the lesson. We learn lessons in nature. Maybe some other time we can have a lesson in nature, how God talks through us through animals and people and all types of things. But the bottom line is God loves you. He wants you to pray with him. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to talk back to you. So if you start studying the word and hearing stories and keep going to your Sabbath school classes, you're going to learn all about God, and you're going to know his voice. Because any of you ever gone someplace and you start to do something and all of a sudden in your head say, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. If my mom and dad find out, I'm in trouble. Yeah, the Lord tells us, don't do those bad things. Okay, so know that God loves you. He wants to hear from you, and he's going to protect you. And if you'll pick up the offering, you'll have the 10 plates. Thank you. You've been excellent today. And go away knowing that God's voice is talking to you and that he loves you. Thank you.